AM 1240 and 95.3 FM, WJON. My guest today is John Millay. It's our My Life series. John has been with the Minnesota State High School League since 2010, retiring in August. He had worked for the Star Tribune and various other newspapers throughout the country. All right, John, so when you left the Star Tribune, you'd been a newspaper writer for a long time. I mean, going all the way back to your high school days, to leave that to go and work for the State High School League, did you have any apprehension?
Well, at the time, the newspaper business, and in particular the Star Tribune, was really in trouble, Jay. It was, the Star Tribune financially was barely making it. You know, the ownership was changing every six months or every year. There were times we weren't even sure who owned us. It would be these, you know, equity outfits from New York. We didn't know who these people were. And then the paper got flipped a few times. And I wasn't looking for something else because newspapers was all I knew how to do. And then this deal with the high school league came up, and my wife and I talked about it a lot, and I applied for it. And it was absolutely, it sounds strange for a lifetime newspaper guy, but taking this job at the high school league was just an absolute no-brainer because there were just no guarantees that I was going to make it to retirement in the newspaper business the way it was going. And this was something new. It was something different. It was a challenge. It was exciting. And it was, I'll tell you what, that first year or two, it was very different because I was used to working at a newspaper where you're part of a team of people. You know, we had maybe five or six people covering high school sports in different ways and editors. And you know, you have meetings and you plan and everybody's kind of figuring out what you're going to do, what the other people are going to do. So I get to the high school league and it's just me. I have no editor to worry about. I don't have any coworkers who do what I do. And for a while that was strange, but pretty soon I realized, hey, this is the perfect setup. I can decide what I want to do, where I want to drive to, what stories I'm going to do. And I just absolutely relished that and have all the way through just the freedom to do what I want to do the way I want to do it. You know, and there were no breadcrumbs to follow. Like I said earlier, this job did not exist anywhere in the country. You know, I'm basically a journalist working for a high school governing body. And since then, several states have hired former sports writers. But I still think I'm the only one in the country who's exclusively a journalist. In most cases, these people, they do write stories, do things for their state governing body's website. But they're also doing administrative things, you know, handling media credentials, working with the media, helping run tournaments, whatever it is. I don't do any of that. I'm a journalist. I'm a sports writer. And just to have that freedom, I still think I'm the only person in the country having this kind of job when I really get down to it. It was not a hard decision. But if you'd have told me a year before I changed jobs what was going to happen, that I would spend the last, you know, more than 15 years of my journalism career not at a newspaper, I would not have understood that at all because I didn't know how to do anything else.
John, one of the great things that you do, and I'm a big history fan, and I can tell based on your writings that you are as well, and just finding different stories that happen, your stories that you've been compiling here, your journal, is that the kind of thing that's going to live on the State High School League's website or another location so people can have access to that still?
Yeah, I think so. In my meetings with the high school league folks, that's one thing I requested. I asked, could we put, doesn't have to be very big, but on the website, mshsl.org, could there be a link to a John's Journal archive? So, I didn't seem to be a problem. It seemed like that could, because otherwise, you know, these things are not printed anywhere. They can disappear. And I'm compiling now I'm trying to go back through 15 years and somehow pick out my 15 favorite stories. I went through the first 10 years and none of those stories are available on the current website because we changed websites. There's the old website is still there, but I think it's only there to employees of the high school league. So I've gone through 10 years of stories in the pursuit of coming up with 15 in those first 10 years of, I basically got 50 stories on the list. But I think at least since 2020, that's when we changed websites. Everything I've written since then is available, and I hope it remains that way. I'd love it if there could be an archive button where people can find those things.
John, when you finish up and you're retired in August, do you know what you're going to do next?
Well, I don't have any real plans, Jay. My wife's been retired for a couple years. We've got a couple of grandkids who live in Northern California. We go out there a lot, and we'll be able to go whenever we want. I won't have to look at the high school calendar. And we're just going to see what retirement is like. We don't intend to move. You know, several people have said, they think we're moving to California because that's where two of our three kids live out there a couple hours apart. Our grandkids are there, but we're not planning to move. I don't know that we'll ever, you never say never, but we're such devoted Minnesotans. The idea of not living in Minnesota just seems weird to me. We may, some winter, not this coming winter, but some winter, we may look for a place near our grandkids and our sons, some in California for 2-3 months. That could happen. But, you know, we're just going to see what this is like. And I've had some groups approach me about maybe doing some part-time writing. I don't know if anything's going to happen there. I don't want to do anything the rest of this year. My retirement date's August 15th. And my plan is to, I basically promise my wife, I'm going to be 100% retired through the rest of this calendar year. And if things come up after that, we can worry about them then. But we just want to be retired, and we'll do some traveling this fall and see where the road takes us from there.
Well, John, I appreciate all the work that you've done for the Minnesota State High School League and high school sports in general and covering athletics here in the state. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, Jay. It's always been fun talking to you over the years, and you do a great job. It's great to be on the air with you.
John Millay, retiring, formerly of the Minnesota State High School League and the Star Tribune. It's our My Life series on WJON.